I miss you. Remember what you told me about the summer nights? Well, and it stuck with me. And I miss you. It's hard. I remember that night we talked and talked and talked for hours. And I was there with you. The sun was coming up. I try and close my eyes and imagine that place. Imagine you walking with me, the sound of your feet crunching on the ground. And I try and remember to breathe. Life's been stressful lately. All this responsibility, and maybe I sort of put that on myself. Maybe I make it bigger than it is, but sometimes I try not to freak out that I have so much on my plate. How everything's happened so quickly for me lately, and now I have to be the boss, and I have to be a good example, and I have to lead people. There's a balance of realizing that there's no one really to turn to in that instance. You just have to figure things out, you know? Like, fuck, I'm an adult, and no one's gonna do this for me. Today, for example, I had to do something, I had to take care of something, and one task turned into this long, drawn-out thing. And eventually I got it sorted out, but it was just one thing, then another, and it just didn't seem to go my way. And no one could do it for me, you know? But at the end of it, I was just so tired. So tired. And I finally got home from work. And I didn't know how to relax. I didn't know how to stop thinking. I didn't know how to allow myself to just let the day go. And I missed you in that moment. You're always so good at calming me. You're always so good at listening to me ramble on. And you say you like it. And I still don't believe you. That you know what to say. To make me smile. And make me feel appreciated. And it make me feel wanted and attractive and loved. And then I think back to the day that I told you I loved you. And you told me you loved me back. I get a little emotional about it. I love you so much. It hurts sometimes. I want to be there with you, strolling in the summer. I want to reach down and grab your hand. The simple little things that make it so hard being so far away. You're so wonderful. I never thought I'd meet someone like you. That's not how this happens, right? Especially that I've always felt like a bit of a weirdo, a bit misunderstood, and moody sometimes and hard to understand, and people call me enigmatic, and I don't expect anyone to understand or want to put up with that. I want to peel back all the layers, want to get to know me. But you did. Much to your hesitation, you did. God, I'm getting all sappy now, aren't I? I hope you had a good day, despite the stress of my day. It was nice. It's really cool outside right now. And I have a very busy week coming up. And I so want to see you. I so want to talk to you. I want to wrap my arms around you and hold you and be with you. I want you to talk for a change. I want you to be the wordy one. I want you to tell me about what excites you. Instead of just listening to me fill up the space, bumbling and silly and goofy. Because you let me be. You let me be so goofy. I don't know why you don't just shut me up in those moments. I don't think I say anything that's special in particular, but is that just you showing me that you adore me? I guess so. I could talk to you forever. Take you shopping. Tell you about the characters I see around the city. Tell you about parades and festivals. Tell you what you're missing. So far away. I could try to speak to you in another language, one that I don't know well. Would you try and understand me? Or would you just smile, knowing that I'm talking to you? That's how I feel when we talk. Even just a glimpse, a moment in the middle of chaos. Like today, it was so good to hear your voice. So you're there, you're part of my summer. Even if I'm not walking beside you in that summer night, hearing your feet crunch, seeing the sunrise, talking about silly, goofy things, feeling giddy, feeling that same spark, this happiness knowing that you love me and that I love you. Okay, I guess that's enough for now. I miss you. I can't wait for you to come back.